For most collegiate athletic programs in the NCAA, the goal is simple: sustain success at the Division I level. But getting to that point does not come easily. There are a lot of logistics, money, and administrative effort that goes into the initial development and creation of a sports program. Here in Arizona, we've seen a couple of universities that have recently achieved this, building up Division I programs from scratch. The show's Blake Bernard has more.
I almost kind of dismissed it. I was like, you know, I don't think I'd ever really go out there.
Hockey in the desert. That phrase is thrown around a bunch in cold weather fan circles when referring to the NHL's Arizona Coyotes. Usually it sounds something like this: hockey in the desert? Well, that shouldn't work. And while the future of the Coyotes continuing to stay in the desert is uncertain, there is another hockey team in Tempe that is turning some heads. ASU hockey jumped to the NCAA's Division I level back in 2015, a move that came after sustained success and a national title as a club program. Mike Snee is the executive director of College Hockey Incorporated, a hockey advocacy group that works with teams around the country. He personally worked with ASU's head coach, Greg Powers, in this transition process.
Greg and I had put together a plan that we thought ideally would lead to Division I hockey happening in Tempe in maybe 5 years aggressively, and probably realistically 8 to 10 years.
That was in April of 2014. Now, the ASU Sun Devils are in the midst of closing out their second year as a full-fledged Division I program and en route to the second straight losing season. But don't let the youth of the program or the record fool you.
Everyone in college hockey recognizes the potential there.
That's Brad Schlossman. He's a sports writer for the Grand Forks Herald and covers one of the most storied college hockey programs at the University of North Dakota. He's seen firsthand how you build a powerhouse and says ASU has the blueprint to get to that level.
It offers something unique with the climate that other college hockey programs don't offer.
That's because the college hockey hotbed is in the Northeast, where it's just a bit colder, and the hockey tradition is rich, unlike Arizona.
The Northeast kids don't leave the Northeast a whole lot.
But some are starting to make the move. Arizona State's current goaltender, sophomore Joey DeCord, is from Massachusetts. He was previously drafted by the NHL's Ottawa Senators. He currently leads the NCAA in saves, and he was ASU's first major recruit.
It was the end of January, and it was 70 degrees outside, and I was coming from New England, where it was 4 feet of snow and 12 degrees, so that didn't hurt.
Just weeks ago, ASU announced plans for a 5,000-seat arena by 2021. So where do they go from here? Again, here's Schlossman.
Getting into a conference. And I think once you do that, that's going to really get the ball rolling quickly.
Conference affiliation brings familiarity in opponents and rivalries, which helps fan growth. Plus, the talent closest to ASU is untapped because of the scarcity of Division I hockey programs here in the West. But here in Arizona, ASU hockey isn't the only collegiate program that's recently made this jump into the biggest division in the NCAA. From the ice rink, we go across Phoenix to Grand Canyon University Arena. It was here in 2013 that the GCU basketball team played their first NCAA Division I game after years of D2 status. Unlike Sun Devil hockey, Grand Canyon went on to immediate success at the D1 level, winning 81 games in their first four seasons, the most of any NCAA expansion program in their first 4 years. They are currently in their fifth season and eligible for the NCAA tournament for the first time. Key to their success, though, was the hiring of head coach Dan Marley, who was a fan favorite player for the Phoenix Suns in the late 80s and early 90s.
He gave instant credibility to what they were doing.
That's Paul Coro. He reports on the team for GCULopes.com and used to cover Arizona State Athletics. He says while Marley may be a big name, he and ASU coach Greg Powers have at least one thing in common.
When you have the university administration support, it's huge.
Unlike ASU, GCU basketball had a state-of-the-art arena to begin their D1 career. That was thanks to their administration and their status as a private for-profit university. That let GCU jump onto the map much quicker than ASU. While ASU hockey hasn't seen immediate on-ice success in terms of wins, their move to the D1 level will be emulated. Here's hockey advocate Mike Snee again.
I really do think that they will be a blueprint and a bit of an inspiration for our organization as we continue to try to entice the next Arizona State to look into hockey. And I really mean it.
This much is true. Arizona State hockey and Grand Canyon basketball may not be going to either the Frozen Four or the Final Four anytime soon. But the consensus is that good things are on the way. For the show, I'm Blake Bernard.
Arizona State closes out its second full NCAA hockey season next weekend at Oceanside Ice Arena in Tempe, and GCU is currently making a push for the NCAA tournament as it wraps up its fifth year.